صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل
فرجهم.
Recite Surah Al-Fatiha for your Muslim. صلاة محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما وأهله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد. وللطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. دعاء امام الزمان. Everybody please recite for me. إلهي عزم البلاء وبرح الخفا وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وزاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أولي الأمر الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا كلمح البصر هو أقرب البلاد. يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد يا محمد يا علي فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان
الغوث
أدركني محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Dear brothers and sisters,
yesterday we talked a little bit about this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam he is rahma lil alameen. Lil alameen means for the entire world. Means not only for Muslims, even for Christians, even for Jews, even for Hindus, even for Sikhs. Lil alameen means whoever is in this world, our Prophet is rahmat for him. Okay, now what is the meaning of rahmat? Prophet is rahmat for alameen. But what is the meaning of rahmat? The meaning of rahmat was mercy, blessing, ni'mah. These are the meanings of rahmat. But now there is another meaning of rahmat. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi is one of the Sunni ulama. He writes in his book that what is the meaning of rahmat? What is the meaning of rahmat? Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi says that ar-rahmatu halul mashakil. What is the meaning of rahmat? Rahmat is mercy, rahmat is blessing, rahmat is ni'mah, all other meanings. But Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, a Sunni alim, is saying rahmat is solution of problems. Prophet is rahmatan lil alameen, means he is solution of problems of the entire world. He is solution of a problem for Muslims, for non-Muslims, for Christians, for Jews, for Hindus, no matter from any religion somebody is. But if he seeks help, if he had any problem, and if he seeks help from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so he is mercy for him, he is mercy for alameen, he will help him, inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allah, salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa ajjil farajhum. And yesterday, we were discussing that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam is also mercy. He is also rahmah. That just by watching, just by looking on his face, you can achieve the sawab, reward of worship, reward of ibadah. An-nazaru ila wajhi aliyin ibadah. And not only human beings, even animals, even insects, they are getting the same sawab if they look towards Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. There's a very lovely story that once Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam was going somewhere and Salman al-Farsi was accompanying Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. In the way, they saw that, Salman al-Farsi saw that there are many ants, maybe thousands or maybe millions or billions, many ants were on the floor. They were coming out from Ant Hill, from their house, from their home. Now Salman al-Farsi said, "Oh my master Ali ibn Abi Talib, what a great Allah, what a great God we have who knows the number of these ants." Now do you know what Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said? Imam said that don't say like this. Allah is much more greater than knowing the number of these ants. I am Ali ibn Abi Talib, I am Abdullah, I am servant of God. I also know the exact number of these ants. Allahu Akbar. And not only this, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, I also know that which one of these ants is male and which one of these ants is female. And then Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib picked up one of the ants. And Imam Ali asked that ant, that why have you come out? Why aren't you going to your ant hill? Why did you come out of your ant hill? The ant said, Ya Mawlai, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, oh my master, at this time, every day, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, ants are also worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a human being doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he thinks that he is even lower degree than the ants. Now the ants said, Ya Mawlai, this was the time of our worship. Every day at this time, we used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, when I saw you were coming towards our ant hill, towards our house, towards our home, I ordered all other ants, just come out and look Ali ibn Abi Talib, because an-nazaru ila wajhi aliyyin ibadah. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Imam is mercy. Just by looking towards Ali ibn Abi Talib, just if you look Ali ibn Abi Talib, you will get the sawab of worship of ibadah. And as I told you yesterday, even today we all can see Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. We can see Imam al-Mahdi adiyallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. But how? If we clean ourselves, if we purify ourselves, if we stay far from sins, you know, all kind of sins, if you don't look at Namaram, if you don't listen to music, if you don't listen to songs, if you stay far from all these sins, then you can see your Imam. But if somebody is committing all these sins, and he's expecting that I could also see Imam, then Allah is saying, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرَ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ are far from all kind of bad things. They are pure, they are clean, they are far from all kind of sins. If you are full of sins, if you are full of filthiness, and you are thinking that you can see Imam, then that is wrong thinking. Imam is saying, yesterday as I told you, Imam is saying, I'm not far from you. These are your sins who are making you far from me. Now if I love Imam, if we love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, if we really love Imam, then we will try to remove all these sins from ourselves. Because, you know, love is a very important point. If we really love Imam, if I really love Imam al-Mahdi, then I will really try, I'll really struggle to go forward, and I will stay far from the sins to go and see my Imam. It's a very lovely point. Love is that point which can take us to Imam. How? For example, now those youths who have fiancé, they love their fiancé, okay? Or those youths who have just married last year or 2 years or 3 years ago, they love each other. You know, usually they say after 20 years, they don't love each other. At least in the beginning, they love each other too much, okay? Now those who love each other, what do they do? How they are living? Every minute they want to call their wife, every minute they're calling their fiancé, emailing or, you know, chatting with them and talking with them for many hours. You have children, you love your children, you talk with your children for hours and many hours. Your friends, you love your friends and you talk to them for many hours. Why? Because you love them. But we are saying that I love Imam al-Mahdi. But everybody think, how many hours do I talk with my Imam every day? Imam al-Mahdi, I said that I love my Imam. But how many hours do I talk with my master every day? Just talk with Imam, oh my master, where are you, how are you? Also, there are many du'as like du'a al-ahad, al-yaziyat, al-yaseen, du'a al-nutbah. These are all du'as in which you are talking with your master. How many hours, okay, leave, how many minutes do I even think about my Imam al-Mahdi every day? If I really love Imam, then I will talk to Imam. I will think about my Imam. As you know, a young man who is talking or thinking about his fiancé, or a young man who is talking or thinking about his wife, or a father who is thinking about his children. Why? Because he loves them. But when we say we love Imam, so how many times we have tried to see our Imam? How many times we have struggled to see our Imam? This is a lovely point. Have we ever struggled like Ali ibn Mahziyah? Who is Ali ibn Mahziyah? Ali ibn Mahziyah was one ordinary man, but he knew, and we have made narration that every year at Hajj time, Imam al-Mahdi comes to Makkah and Medina. So he knew that Imam every year comes there. Therefore, he struggled for 13 years, and every year he used to go to Makkah for what? To go and see Imam al-Mahdi. But he couldn't see. 13 years, he struggled, and after 13 years, alhamdulillah, he was successful. Have we ever tried for 13 years to see our Imam? Have we tried like Ayatollah Sistani, the father of Ayatollah al-Uzma Sistani? He was in Mashhad. He struggled for 40 Fridays. He did many du'as and many supplications to see Imam al-Mahdi. And after 40 Fridays, he saw Imam al-Mahdi. Have we struggled for 40 Fridays? Have we struggled like Yaqut al-Dahan, a Sunni guy who became Shia, and struggled for 40 Thursdays, went to Karbala for 40 Thursdays? And after that again he saw Imam al-Mahdi. Have you struggled? Why? The first point, maybe we don't love Imam. Maybe we are just saying by our tongues, oh my master, I love you. But by our actions, we are not showing any love for Imam. When I love my son, I go and see him every day. I talk to him every day. I hug him. But have we ever tried to think of hugging our Imam? It's a lovely point. And if we love Imam, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest scholars said a very lovely sentence. He said, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will do mustahab acts, recommended acts, like obligatory acts. Why? Because you don't say, okay, this is mustahab, leave it. Rather, you will say, my beloved, Allah has ordered me. When somebody loves his wife and his wife says, do this, he says, okay, I'll do it because my beloved wife has asked me to do this. So the ulama are saying that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, then you will not say, okay, this is mustahab, this is recommended, leave it. Rather, you will say, Allah, my beloved, has ordered me. Ahlul Bayt have ordered me to do this. No matter whether if it's mustahab, I will do it like what I did. And again, that man who, or that woman who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loves Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, he never says that this is makruh, no problem, I can do it, it's not haram, it's makruh. But no, the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who loves Ahlul Bayt, he says, okay, it's makruh, but Allah said, it's better not to do. So I will leave it. I will not do it because my beloved has stopped me. Because Allah has stopped me. Because Prophet and Ahlul Bayt have stopped me. He doesn't say this is minor sin. This is gunah sagheer. This is dhambul sagheer. No. He doesn't say. He says that even if I commit this small sin, this minor sin, it's actually I am disobeying my God. I'm disobeying my Allah. I'm disobeying my beloved God. So I will leave the minor sin. Sometimes you say, okay, this is major sin, I'll not commit this sin. But this is minor sin, no problem. Okay? But no, if you really love Allah, if you really love Ahlul Bayt, you will not say this is minor sin, okay, I can commit it. No. You will say this is minor or major, no matter. Minor or major, small or big. Actually, I am disobeying God if I'm even doing the minor sin. So he leaves even the minor sin. This is the meaning of love. Allahu Akbar. So if you love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, then we'll try and struggle for the ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt. Okay, now how can we see our Imam? How can we see our Master? Anybody who is here, or every Muslim, if he tries, if he struggles, he can see Imam Al-Mahdi. But how? Yesterday, as I told you, stay far from sins. This is only what Ahlul Bayt are asking from us. If you love Ahlul Bayt, you'll try and struggle to do ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt, ziyarat of Imam Al-Mahdi. If you love Ahlul Bayt, you follow them. Like Salman al-Farsi used to love Ahlul Bayt and used to follow Ahlul Bayt. If you love Ahlul Bayt, you will obey them. Meaning of love is ita'ah. Ita'at. You have to follow Ahlul Bayt if you really love Ahlul Bayt. Okay, now Ya Ahlul Bayt, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Mawla, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, we want to follow you, what should we do? Do they ask something difficult from us? No, Ahlul Bayt are not asking anything difficult. The only thing Ahlul Bayt are asking from us, what is that? Imam is saying, stay far from sins. Stay far from sins, don't commit sins. And if you stay far from sins, that is also good for you. Very lovely point. For example, a man is drinking alcohol. Okay? He said, from today, I'll leave drinking alcohol. Why? Because Imam has asked me to leave it. Because Allah has asked me to leave it. Because Ahlul Bayt have asked me to leave it. I will leave drinking alcohol. Definitely he'll get lots of sabab and reward in hereafter, but also in this world. He'll achieve many benefits. Alcohol spoils your kidney, alcohol spoils your heart, and you know, many of the diseases are caused because of the alcohol. So when he leaves alcohol by the sake of God, because of Ahlul Bayt, so he will be also saved from many illnesses in this world. So if we obey Ahlul Bayt, if we are listening to the orders of Ahlul Bayt, so we are also achieving benefits in this world too. Or for example, if somebody was involved in gambling or fornication or adultery, if he leaves fornication, adultery, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he'll be saved from many illnesses, cervical cancer, HIV, AIDS, and many other illnesses which are caused by fornication, adultery, and these kind of illegal connection and relationship. And all other sins. If you leave the sins for the sake of God, for the sake of Ahlul Bayt, you'll achieve benefit in hereafter and also in this world. As I told you, Ahlul Bayt are only asking from us to stay far from the sins. A man came to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajjil faraj. A man came to Imam and said, oh my master, what do you ask from us? You ask from us to stay far from the sins, okay? I'm trying to stay far from the sins. I'm trying to not commit the sins. But oh my master, do you know, I cannot control myself. What should I do? Yesterday I told you one formula. Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu wasalam said that Salat al-Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil
faraj. Our 8th Imam said that if you want to stay far from the sins, look how bad are the sins. Look how filthy are the sins. Look how dangerous are the sins. Then you will stay far from the sins. As when you see the garbage, you don't eat the garbage because you see how filthy is it. The same way, look how bad, how dangerous, and how filthy is the sin. So you will stay far from the sins. But today, another formula. A man came to Imam, our 6th Imam. He said, oh my master, oh my Mawla, oh my master, I want to abstain from sins. I want to stay far from the sins, but I cannot. Imam said, okay, commit the sin. He said, what are you saying? Imam said, commit the sin with one condition. commit the sin in a place where Allah could not see you. Allahu Akbar. Commit the sin in a place where Allah could not see you. It's impossible. Wherever you go, Allah is looking at you. Wherever you go, Allah is looking towards you. You go in the basement, you go in this closed room, wherever, Allah is looking at you. Imam said, okay, if you cannot control your sins, if you cannot control your sins, commit the sins, but in a place where Allah could not see you. For example, if anybody wants to commit a sin, and a 3 or 4 years old child comes, does he commit the sin? He stops. He says, let the child go, then I'll commit the sin. Means we don't commit a sin in front of 3 or 4 years old child, but we are committing sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Because time is limited, we have also programmed in Arabic, 5 to 10 minutes. Inshallah, tomorrow also we'll talk on this subject, and inshallah we'll continue this subject. Especially tomorrow we have Bibi Khatija salamullah alayha has a special program, and also Bibi Khatija's Fadail and her Musiba. So inshallah the program might be longer. And the final message for today is that if you really love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, first of all check yourself if you are a real lover of Ahlul Bayt or not. As you love to talk with your wife, with your son, with your family, do you still love or like to talk with Imam Al-Mahdi in the same way? If you love to talk with Imam in the same way, means you love Imam. When you love Imam, you will try to struggle. You'll try and struggle to see Imam. And how can we see? We'll stay far from the sin. Keep yourself far from the sins. And then inshallah, clean yourself in this month of cleanness. Then you can see Imam Al-Mahdi. Inshallah. And we pray that Ya Allah help us that we could see our Imam of our time, inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
لأنني بارحة وعدت أننا إن شاء الله اليوم نتكلم بالعربي في شي 10 دقائق إن شاء الله وبعدين المصيبة إن شاء الله بالعربي نتكلم عن أعمالنا يعني كما مرتبط بنفس الموضوع اللي بنحكي بالإنجليزي بس شوي متغير. يا أعزائي نحن أي إنسان يعني كان مسلم شيعي غير مسلم مسيحي أي إنسان كان إن أعماله مهمة جدا في حياته. أعمال الإنسان لها دور مهم في حياة الإنسان. إذا كان أعمالنا أعمال جيدة وسعيدة فتكون حياتنا حياة جيدة وسعيدة، وإذا كان أعمالنا سيئة بشعة قبيحة فسوف نعيش حياة سيئة. أعزائي إن الأعمال مرتبطة مع بعضها البعض. مثلا أنت تصلي صلاة الليل، صلي صلاة التهجد، فبسبب هذا العمل الله تبارك وتعالى يوفقك لكي تعمل عملا صالحا أخرى. وإذا ما فعل أحد منا عملا غير جيد، إذا أحد منا خالف أمر الله تبارك وتعالى، فهذا العمل البشع، هذا العمل القبيح يسلب منا لذة الدعاء. الله أكبر. أحيانا نحن نشوف أن نحن نصلي أو نقرأ الدعاء لكن لا نتلذذ في الدعاء. ليش؟ يعني سؤال مهم جدا. أنا بصلي كل يوم وبصوم وأقرأ الدعاء لكن لا أتلذذ في الدعاء، ما هو السبب؟ السبب هو الذنوب. يقول مولانا زين العابدين عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الإنسان إن في العبادة لذة ولكن المذنب يحرم من لذة الدعاء. الله. إذا أذنبت، إذا ارتكبت ذنبا صغيرا أو كبيرا سوف أحرم من لذة الدعاء. الله أكبر. وحتى أعمالنا أحيانا الأعمال يعني كما قلت لكم أن الأعمال لها دور خاص، دور مهم في حياتنا. الأعمال يمكن لهم أن يخربوا حياتنا، وحتى الأعمال يمكن لهم أن يصنعوا مسلما منافقا. كيف يعني؟ يعني في بعض الأعمال إذا ارتكبها شخص مسلم ومؤمن يصبح منافقا، يعني أعماله يصبح كأعمال المنافقين. كيف يعني؟ ألا نسأل من القرآن: يا قرآن، يعني هذا شيء عجيب أن واحد مسلم واحد مؤمن بس إذا ما فعل عملا غير جيد فإن أعماله عمليا مو عقديا عمليا يصبح منافق. يعني مو مثل المنافقين اللي كانوا في زمن رسول الله وكانوا يكرهون الإسلام وكانوا أعداء الإسلام بس غيروا اسمه وأصبحوا مسلمين فقط ليضروا الإسلام. لا، مو مثل هذه المنافقين. يصبح منافقا بالنسبة للعمل، عمليا يعني أعماله تكون مثل أعمال المنافقين. ما هي الأعمال التي يصبح الإنسان بسببها منافقا؟ يقول القرآن سورة الماعون: أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحب على طعام المسكين. يعني هذه الأعمال، الإنسان إذا لا يهتم باليتامى، الإنسان إذا لا يساعد المساكين، فهذه هي الأعمال التي تقال أعمال النفاق، أعمال المنافقين. فويل للمصلين، عم يصلي يعني مو مشرك مو كافر، بس الله يقول فويل للمصلين. الله أكبر يا إلهي، ليس لماذا تقول فويل للمصلين؟ الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين لا يهتمون بصلاتهم، الذين لا يهتمون بصلواتهم، لا يصلون في أول وقتها مثلا، أو مثلا يصلون صلاة في آخر وقتها. الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، أو إذا يصلون في وقتها الذين هم يراءون. هذه أعمال النفاق. يعني أنا إذا أفعل هذه الأعمال لا أساعد اليتيم، لا أساعد المساكين، يعني أنا من مثلا باكستان، من إيران، من لبنان، من العراق، من أي بلد، وأعلم أنه هناك فقير يتيم مسكين ويريد مساعدتي وأنا باستطاعتي أن أساعدهم ولكنني لا أساعدهم، فهذه أعمال النفاق. الله أكبر. ويصلي ولكنه ويراءون، يصلي لكي يري الناس. أنا أصلي في أول وقتها ولكن ليش؟ لكي يقول ما شاء الله إنه مؤمن، فأعماله تبطل. الله أكبر. أعزائي، فنحن يجب علينا أن ننتبه ونتعلم من القرآن ونتعلم من أهل البيت عليهم الصلاة والسلام. يا أهل البيت ساعدوننا، ماذا نفعل لكي تكون أعمالنا صالحة، لكي نعيش حياة سعيدة وفرحة بسبب أعمالنا؟ فعلمنا أئمتنا عليهم الصلاة والسلام أن لا نفعل أي عمل رئاء للناس. يقول القرآن إذا تصلي رئاء الناس، يعني لكي تري الناس أنك عالم أو أنك مؤمن، فكأنك لم تصلي بل إنه لك عذاب، فويل للمصلين. هذا كان من القرآن. الآن نأتي إلى إمام زين العابدين ونسأل من الإمام زين العابدين: يا مولاي، ماذا تقول أنت؟ ما هي أعمال النفاق؟ ما هي الأعمال التي تبطل أعمالنا؟ ما هي الأعمال التي تخرب حياتنا؟ فيقول الإمام في دعاء أبي حمزة الثمالي، يقول: يا إلهي، لعلك رأيتني مستخفا بحقك فأقصيتني. أنت رأيتني مستخفا بحقك، كيف نستخف بحق الله؟ عندما نرى إلى المرأة الأجنبية، عندما نسمع إلى الأغاني، عندما نضرب أحدا ما، عندما نشتم أحدا ما، عندما نرتكب ذنبا، فنحن نستخف بحق الله. يقول مولانا زين العابدين: يا إلهي، لعلك رأيتني مستخفا بحقك فأقصيتني. أقصيتني، بعدتني من عبادتك، بعدتني من لذة الدعاء. أنا أصلي ولا أتلذذ بالصلاة. الإمام يقول أنه في الصلاة لذة، ليش ما عم تلذذ في الدعاء في الصلاة؟ لأنني استخفت بحق الله. الله أكبر. هذا ما نتعلم من إمام زين العابدين، ويقول: يا إلهي، لعلك وجدتني في مقام الكاذبين فرفضتني. هذا هو عمل ثاني. العمل الثاني الذي بسببها نحن نبتعد من الدعاء، من لذة الدعاء، نكذب. إذا ما كذبنا فنحن نبتعد من الدعاء، فنحن نبتعد من لذة الدعاء. وعندنا رواية أنه أحدا ما إذا كذب بس كذبا واحدا، كذبت مرة واحدة في حياتك، بعد هذا الكذب لمدة 40 يوم لا تقبل دعاءنا. الله أكبر، لا تقبل دعاؤنا. إذا بس كذبنا لمرة واحدة في حياتنا لا يقبل الله تبارك وتعالى دعاءنا لمدة 40 يوم. الله أكبر. ويقول إمام زين العابدين: لعلك وجدتني في مقام الكاذبين فرفضتني. يعني لا تقبل مني. أعمالنا مهمة جدا، نطلب من الله تبارك وتعالى: يا إلهنا، يا إلهي وربي ومولاي، ساعدني لكي تكون أعمالي أعمالا صالحة لا تكون أعمالي أعمال سيئة أعمال بشعة أعمال قبيحة التي تدمر حياتي وتخرب حياتي وتبعدني من لذة الدعاء الله أكبر تعالوا نطلب من الله تبارك وتعالى يا إلهي وربي ومولاي ساعدني وانجني من شر الشيطان وساعدني أن تكون أعمالي صالحة Everybody together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya There's a poem in Farsi, I'll translate for you in English. The poet says, Bazim Shab Haq Hidayatam Kardeyas. What does it mean? Again tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called me. Come on, my servant. Ta'ala ya abdi bazim shab haq hidayatam kardeyas. Varide mehman sarayam kardeyas. Again, I have become Allah's guest. Well, as I told you, we've committed so many sins. Yesterday, I told you, even if our parents find out about our sins, they will reject us. But Allah knows about our every and single sin. But He is calling us. Bahamen nafsi kedar madbude as. With all the sins, with all the filthiness, with all the bad things which I had. Bazhamu davatam ben mudes. Although I've committed so many sins, again Allah called me, said, come and say, Ya Ghaffaro, I will forgive you. Now everybody say and seek forgiveness. Say loudly, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro, Ya Ghaffaro,
Ya Ghaffaro,
Ya Ghaffaro. In the month of Ramadan, in the month of mercy, at least try to shed tears, even equal to one drop. Try, shed tears. And even if you could not cry, shedding tears, make your face like those people who cry. Allah is saying, I will also forgive you. Even if you cannot cry, if you cannot shed tears, just make a face like those people who are crying and say, Ya Ghaffar, Allah will forgive us. What a merciful God, what a merciful Allah. Arhamur Rahimin. As I told yesterday, Allah says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Don't come alone. Whenever you want to come in my call, come and say the name of Ahlul Bayt. I will forgive you. Just a few minutes. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins in the name of Imam al-Hussein. It has been narrated, once Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, called her daughter Zainab al-Kubra and said, oh my dear daughter, bring a box. Bibi Zainab brought a box. Here, Bibi Fatima opened that box and took out one coffin and said, oh Zainab, this coffin is for me. Then she took out another coffin and said, oh Zainab, this coffin is for your father Ali. Then she took out third coffin and said, ya Zainab, this coffin is for Hassan. And then she didn't take out any other coffin. She closed that book. Bibi Zainab asked, oh my mother, where is the coffin of my brother Hussein? Bibi Fatima said, Hussein doesn't need any coffin. His body will be trampled in Karbala. Ya Hussein, ya Hussein. Oh my God, oh my Allah, in the name of my master Hussein, forgive us our sins, make us real lover of Ahlul Bayt, help us we can obey Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, help us we could see Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Surah Al-Fatiha for your marhumin, for my marhumin, for all the mu'mineen who've been passed till today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.